Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Some 350 Kentuckians are headed for Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, participating in the American Farm Bureau annual meeting. Among them will be Brad and Karen Hines of Hart County, representing the state in the Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. Scott Christmas, Kentucky Farm Bureau's Director of Education, Women, and Young Farmer Program.
We've been well recognized over the past several years. Over the past 12 years, we've had four or five that have not only done well, but they've actually won the national award. We anticipate Brad and Karen to represent Kentucky very well in the Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest this year.
Another contestant representing Kentucky in Phoenix will be Kirby Green of Davis County, who won the organization's discussion meet at the state annual meeting in December.
And she's well-versed and, I think, very prepared to do well for Kentucky at the national discussion meet. It really judges contestants on their knowledge of industry issues and their ability to articulate and lead others to a workable solution with issues that we are facing today.
Kentucky will have some 25 voting delegates in the national group's policy discussion session, dealing with issues from keeping export trade doors open to the new farm bill, regulatory policies, to the EPA's latest Waters of the U.S. issue. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is, it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Those 350 Kentuckians headed to Phoenix over the weekend will have plenty to entertain them at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting, from speakers like Peyton Manning and his father Archie, to educational presentations, to ag-related side tours. Kentucky Farm Bureau Scott Christmas says there is also another, newer-type competition in which Kentucky will participate. It's the Excellence in Agriculture Contest, and representing Kentucky are Ryan and Miranda Chaplin of Bourbon County.
They are eager to do well. They've worked very hard in preparing. This contest includes a 20 to 25 minute interview and a PowerPoint presentation highlighting their achievements and engagement in agriculture, particularly in advocating for agriculture. So it's a unique contest, and we're hopeful that the Chaplains will do well this year.
And we wish well the Chaplains and Kentucky's other competitors and all of the folks headed out to Phoenix for the American Farm Bureau's 98th annual meeting. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.